Annual consumer price inflation slowed to 4.6% in July from 5.1% in June. This inflation print is the lowest in 3 years, that is, since July 2021, when the rate was also 4.6%. Lower annual rates were recorded for several product groups, most notably food and non-alcoholic beverages, transport and housing and utilities. The monthly increase in the CPI was 0.4%, higher than the 0.1% increase recorded from June. The annual rate for food and non-alcoholic beverages was 4.5% in July. That's down from 4.6% in June and continuing the slowing inflation trend since its most recent high of 9%, which was in November 23. Food inflation is now at its lowest since September 2020. While overall food inflation has slowed, the bread and cereals category is showing upward momentum. This group recorded an annual increase of 5.6% in July, up from June's 5.2%. Products with the largest annual increases in July include rice, up 21.3%, frozen pizza and pies, up 11.6%, and semp, up 6.9%. Maize meal rose by 5.1%. On a positive note, bread flour, cake flour, pasta, and macaroni are all cheaper than a year ago. Meat carries the largest weight of all the food groups in the inflation basket, just over a third of household spending on food. The price index for meat recorded a monthly decline of 0.4% and an annual rise of just 1%. Hot beverages continued to witness high inflation rates. This price index increased sharply by 17.6% in the 12 months to July, up from 16.5% recorded in June. Large annual price increases were recorded for instant coffee, up 21.8%, drinking chocolate, up by 17.7%, and black tea rising by 15.7%. Most municipalities implement tariff increases in July. Overall, the Housing and Utilities Index increased by 2.6% between June and July, leading to an annual increase of 5.3%. This contributed 1.3 percentage points to the overall inflation rate of 4.6%. Overall, we noted that tariff hikes were lower in 2024 than in 2023. Electricity tariffs increased by 12.1% compared with 15.3% in 2023. Water tariffs were up by 7.5% compared with 9.6% in 2023. And property rates rose by 10.7% compared with 8.4% in 2023. An exploration of tariffs over time shows that water tariffs have risen the most in the last 10 years, increasing by an average of 9.9% per year. This is higher than electricity, rising by an average of 9.5% per year, and property rates up an average 6.6% per year. With the exception of public transport, most categories in the transport group witnessed lower inflation rates in July compared to June. This includes new and used vehicles, running costs, and fuel. As a result, annual transport inflation softened to 4.2% from 5.5% in June. Fuel prices receded for a second straight month, declining by 3.6% in July. This followed a 4.6% decrease in June. For more information on the Consumer Price Index, please visit our website at www.statsSA.gov.za.